Praise the Lord. We want to say happy Resurrection Sunday. Amen. This is an exciting time. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that he, amen, was put down on Friday, but he got up on Sunday. Amen. With all power in his hand. I get excited about the resurrection because if Jesus didn't resurrect it, we wouldn't have no power. We wouldn't have no healing. We wouldn't have salvation. Amen. That represent that, amen, we can get up with all power in his hand. Amen. We want to read here. Let's turn to Luke. We want to read these passages of scripture here to remind us of this greatness. Luke, the 24th chapter. And we want to read verses 1 through 12. Praise God. It said, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered him, his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that was with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And the word seems to them as idle tales. And they believed them not. Then arose Peter, ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes lay by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. So this was amazing. This was a sight that folks never experienced. But we know God always make a way. Amen. And no matter how many stones they put on the tomb, no matter how much they call themselves sealing it up where he can't get out. Evidently, they must did not understand about the power of God. I'm here to tell you, you can't put the power of God in a box. Amen. Praise God, they're going to bust out of there. As Jesus was resurrected. That sixth verse said, he is not here, but is risen. What are you looking for? Amen. And that's our preaching text this morning. Amen. At that verse there. It said, he is not here. Amen. And I want to say he is not here. He is risen. Amen. What did that mean? My sermon topic is he got up. Come on, somebody. Amen. He got up. He is not here. Praise God. You can't, amen, put my Jesus in the grave and he gonna stay there and he gonna rot. No, we talking about a man of power. We talking about a man of greatness. We talking about a man that have all power in his hand. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Y'all might as well move those stones. I can imagine how God, Jesus was feeling you. You might as well move those stones because I'm coming up out of here. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I thank God. I said, I thank God, amen, that he got up. And I want to tell you, let's make it personal, and we can get up. Amen. All of us, amen, in this congregation, all of us, amen, in the sound of my voice, praise God, we can get up. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I want to tell you, you don't have to be down. You don't have to be out. You don't have to be wearied and well doing. Praise God. That same power can rescue you. That same power can bring you deliverance. That same power can give you the victory. Come on in this place. Amen. Could someone bring me some water, please? Praise God. So I want to tell you, to God to be the glory. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. He went down on Friday, but praise God, he got up on Sunday. Ain't the Lord good? The Bible said the third day he rose with all power in his hand. Now, sometimes people get kind of mixed up and they say, well, 3 days will be Monday. Amen. How are you going to go down on Friday and rise up on Sunday? That's just, amen. But they don't understand the Lord timing ain't like our timing. And in Bible times, amen, didn't work with the same hours that we work with in the same days of the week. Praise God. But when the Bible said the third day, amen, he didn't mean 3 days. He said the third day he will rise. Come on here. Praise God. He went down Friday. That's one day. Amen. Stayed in the grave the second day, Saturday. And on Sunday, amen, early. Come on, somebody. I say early Sunday morning. Amen. He rose. He resurrected from the ground. Praise God. I want to tell you, sometimes we feel like we all froze up. Sometimes we feel like we all down and out. We can't get up. Amen. We can't make it. But I want to tell you, this same power can get you up. Come on. Amen. That same power that God, amen, raised up Jesus. Amen. It can raise us up too. Praise God. Ain't got good in him. Amen. I thank God he got up with all power in his hand. And this is the purpose of the resurrection. Praise God. To remind us that we can get up out of our bad situation. Amen. Get up. Praise God. Amen. And won't he do it? Praise God. Yes. Get up. Praise God. This is the power of God. Amen. You can get up out of your bad situation. Yes, yes, yes. We have problems. We have struggles. Amen. But get up. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Quit laying there. Get up. Praise God. Some folks today, amen, need to be in church and laying around in the bed and, amen, and just casually going here and there. But we need to get up. Come on, somebody, and get to church. Amen. Same power. Get up. Amen. That's my topic this morning. Get up. He is risen. Praise ye the Lord. Get up, amen, and know what God wants us to do. Praise God. Amen. We may fall. We may fall. Amen. Be in despair. Praise God. Amen. Wallowing and, amen, weary. But I want to tell you, you need to brush yourself off. Come on, somebody, and get up. Praise God. I said, get up. Ain't God good? Personal resurrection can come to you. Get up. If you don't hear nothing else this morning, didn't get anything else out of this sermon, get the word, get up.
and start again. Praise God. You may fail the first time. Amen. You may fail the second time. But you just keep going on. You just know that God's going to help you to survive. You just know that God's going to help you to make it. Praise God. Yes, you can. You may fall in despair. Amen. Things may happen. Praise God. But you get up. Amen. And start again. Praise you, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ain't the Lord good in here? I think about the crucifixion. We all going to have some spiritual crucifixion sometime in our lives. Amen. What we going to do about it? We're going to rise. We're going to resurrect. We're going to get up. We're going to start again. We ain't going to be no failure. We ain't going to be all sad and out. We ain't going to just throw the towel in. But while this power God has, we can make it. Amen. All this power God has. Sometimes we just don't tap into it. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord got power. Amen. We sing that song sometimes. Send the power down. Amen. I want to tell you the power is here. Praise God. Only thing you need, just walk in goodness. Praise God. Walk in greatness. Amen. Yes, praise God. Things going to transpire. But the power of God can help us to make it. The power of God can help us to know that we can be survivors. Yeah, devil's always got tricks and traits and traps for us. But we just keep going on in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let's get it moving, church. Let's get going on, praise God, knowing that the Lord will be by our side. How many know the Lord can, the Bible said one can chase 1,000. Yeah, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Come on. We ain't defeated. Sometimes we have situation and amen. And sometimes we get in the battle already with our head hung down. Already defeated before you get started. Come on. We need to know the power of God. God can help us to look up. God can help us to make it. Lord, let us know the battle is not yours. Amen. This resurrection power. Praise God. I know that you can make it. The battle ain't yours, but it's mine. Amen. We ain't got to falter by the wayside. We ain't got to quit. How many know a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit? Praise God. So I thank God for the power of God. Amen. I thank God for his greatness. I can make it. You got to tell yourself, praise God, when you're going through, amen, when things happen, amen, let you know, yeah, you can make it. Amen. Yes, I can get up. I can prevail. I can make this. Amen. There ain't nothing too hard for me because God is on my side. How many know if God on your side, you on the winning side? Amen. You ain't no quitter. You a winner. Praise God. Let things happen. Amen. Let folks talk about you. Praise God. Let things transpire in your life. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. But you got to realize you got the power source, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the purpose. He didn't just get up in vain. He could have left laying there, but he got up to let you know you can make it anyhow. He got up to let you know, amen, when things get sour in your life, amen, you can walk right on and know that God will be on your side. Praise God. You ain't got to be just allow things just to happen and you just get sad and moping and grumbling. But we need to count it all joy. Praise God when these things come. Because this is the power that God have us. I thank God for the power. Let's tap into the power. I'm tired of seeing people quitting and getting defeated and amen and slowing up. And praise God. This is the purpose of the resurrection. Huh? I said this is the purpose of the resurrection. Let us know you can make it anyhow. Praise God. Look up. Look up unto the hills. Whence cometh thy help? Knowing that your help come from the Lord. Amen. I'm not sad today. Amen. I'm not wearied in well doing. Amen. I'm encouraged to go right on, as the song said. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I got determination that I ain't going to never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, but God will give me the victory. How many need some victory in here this morning? I'm here to tell you that's the purpose of the resurrection. Amen. You can have victory. You can have victory in your soul. You can have peace in your soul. You can have greatness, praise God. Quit sitting around here, amen, worrying about what the devil's doing and start looking at what God is doing. He got up, amen, and he got up with all power. Praise God. He ain't weakling. He ain't a weakling. He ain't a handicapped God or disabled God that cannot do. And Bible say he do exceedingly abundantly above that we can ask or think. Come on. We talk about a God that can do all things. Somebody said, Pastor, every time I see you, you happy, you smiling. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. I weep at night. But when I come out, I got joy. Hey, hello, somebody. I ain't going to say I don't have no bad days. I'm not going to say that things don't, amen, sometimes get on my nerves. Amen. But I tell you what, I pray, amen, and weep. But I tell you when joy, when that morning time, I've got joy because I done prayed through. Huh? Hey, we got any prayer warriors in here? That's the reason why we run out of steam. That's the reason sometimes we run out of gas in our spiritual vehicle. Because we're not maintaining it. We're not recognizing who God is and what God can do for us. Amen. He can do all. Praise God. And I thank God. I thank God he's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. Amen. Crucified sounds like a terrible word, and it is. But crucifixion is not the last. But I like where it said, and the third day rise again. Yeah. Amen. You can crucify me, but I'm going to rise again. Amen. You can talk about me, but I'm going to rise again. You can curse me out. Amen. But I'm going to rise again. Huh. You could treat me with being disrespectful. Huh. I say it, but I'm going to rise again. Amen. Praise God. So he the one that can help us in these diversity times, in these trying times, and in these troublesome times. So I'm here to tell you. I said I'm here to tell you, church. Amen. Amen. We must tell ourselves. We got, you know, some people say don't talk to yourself. But I'm here to tell you, you need to talk. When you talk about the goodness of the Lord, you can talk to yourself. Sometimes you got to tell yourself. Amen. Amen. I'm tired of this being sad and amen. And in this, all this, the trouble in the land and all this stuff. You got to tell yourself, I'm tired of this. I'm going to get out of this mess. Amen. This ain't going to keep happening to me. Amen. I'm tired of this lifestyle. I'm tired of the way, amen, things going in my life. Praise God. So we got to learn, to get up. Amen. And brush off. And we got to learn to start again. Amen. And have the knowledge to know. Have the knowledge to know that because he lives, I can't face tomorrow. Praise God. Amen. I ain't got nothing to worry about. It because he got up. Amen. I can face tomorrow. I don't have to be down and out. But I can be joyful. Because he lives. Only because he lives. It ain't about me being alive. But it's because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Praise God. I thank God for the word of the Lord, for the people of God.